Hare Krishna. Yesterday I had a conversation with a guest, a devotee guest, from outside of Hungary. And he surprised me with one of his questions. He said that where he came from, country he came from, he said that some devotees who had come here to visit were questioning or criticizing that the standard of Radha Shyam's worship is too high and that it's impractical, it's not something that's maintainable. And he was talking about the Bedi standard in terms of offerings and aartis and dressing and devotees involved. And the reason I was surprised is I'm used to sometimes devotees complaining about how Radha Shyam are dressed. That, in fact, this was one of the questions, whether they should be dressed as Santa Claus. And although we did that once many years ago, not particularly like that at Christmas. But we don't do that, and we try to keep their standard in line, or we do keep the standard in line with what is internationally acceptable and what our deity minister approves of, or as I'd spoken about earlier, kirtan controversy, that it's not just related to New Rajadam, but connected also with it. So that I'm used to, but the idea that the deity standard is too high, that was a new one for me. And it made me sad because it reflected what I see as sometimes the wearing away of the standards that Srila Prabhupada had given us in this regard, the standards of deity worship, and made me concerned about what the future of Krishna consciousness movement is. Not only my concern, other devotees are concerned, especially as Srila Prabhupada's direct disciples who were trained in those standards depart, and the tendency to change things, water things down, comes in successive generations. I'm not saying that it's a natural phenomena that has to happen, but it's a natural phenomena that the tendency will be there. And the further away you are from how strongly Srila Prabhupada emphasized some of these things with real force, the more likely that the inclination to maintain standards decreases. And my answer to that devotee was that I was very surprised, because when I originally set up the standards for Radha Shyam, in terms of the number of artiks, the number of boga offerings a day, the size of the offerings, the type of bathing and dressing that we do, I started off with the requirement that I've seen how many places standards have changed. I want the minimum. So when someone says it's too high, they don't know that actually Radha Shyam's worship in terms of quantity is the minimum. It's the minimum that's accessible, admissible for the worship of Radha Krishna deities. They get one less offering than, for instance, in UK at the Manor and Soho Street, where they have a very nice and high standard of worship. The offerings are the only main offering, large offering, is the Raj Bhoga. The others are very simple. The bathing is simple. In fact, the whole dressing is designed in such a way that one pujari could actually dress Lord Chaitanya, Govardhan Lal, and Radhe Shyam. Now it's usually two or three, but that's how it's conceived and that's how it's set up, so as not to actually have unnecessarily high standards. So when devotees talk about that being a problem, then that type of comment becomes a problem for me. It's uninformed. But on the other hand, it's also indicative of some of the things that are going on in certain parts of ISKCON, where the worship of Radha Krishna, even, or to speak of other deities, is really substandard. I've had personal experience in my previous zone, in the UK, not in the Manor and Soho Street, but other places, in terms of who does worship, and that's probably one of the places where standards have really changed, or one of the areas in which standards have really changed in Srila Prabhupada's time. Only initiated devotees do deity worship, period. Radha Krishna, Gornitai, doesn't matter. You have to be Brahmin initiated. Now I'm talking about not first initiated. First initiated devotees don't have anything to do with deity worship aside from making garlands and maybe helping do the cut up. That was all. But in fact, recently I had a correspondence with a aspiring disciple, again outside of Hungary. And she was telling me about how her and her husband were going to move to serve deity somewhere and asked my blessings for that. I said, yeah, it was a very nice idea. And the husband was going to become the head cook for the deities. That wasn't what I was meant to comment on, so I didn't. The point I just wanted to highlight from that is that her husband isn't even initiated, not even first initiated, what to speak of second initiated. So that, and they say, well, it's not, they don't have such a high standard, but it's not a matter of high standard or low standard. It's a matter of no standard. When uninitiated devotees have to cook for Radha Krishna deities, it's not standard. It's not acceptable. Of course, circumstances oblige devotees to have to do that. Decimated temple, no one else to do the service. I know well the circumstances, so that the blame is not on those devotees who are doing that, but rather it's a state of the nation, state of the institution, and it's something that I speak about, or rather Nrisimha Kavachaprabhu, who's the deity worship minister, speaks to me about his concern about changing standards lowering standards in ISKCON of deity worship, and once you lower standards, people just accept that that's the way it is. He's doing a really admirable job of trying to educate devotees about standards with his deity worship school in Mayapur, and personally traveling and overseeing how deities are being worshipped. But it wasn't Srila Prabhupada's standard, uninitiated devotees, and it goes on in many places. One solution is not to install so many deities. No, don't install deities unless you've really got a really developed, thriving community who's both willing to maintain the deity worship financially and is also willing to personally participate in deity worship. And that's the meditation that devotees need to have, that when in their country, in their city, there are Radha Krishna deities, they have to be the primary concern. Not one's own at-home deities, what one worships, but rather the deities in the temple, because that's really setting a standard and is the public form in which we present Krishna consciousness. It should be the highest, and everyone should participate in in the UK, sometimes I've heard a good complaint that there are too many volunteers for doing the deity worship. And that's good. In other places, it's just the opposite. We need to remember that, and of course this is not the most progressive way of approaching deity worship, but it is also a factor that us as initiated Vaishnavas of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we're responsible for the well-being of deities in our vicinity. If we don't fulfill that responsibility, we can expect that we will have personal difficulty in our lives. We will have difficulty in terms of our own business, in terms of our families, and because Krishna says, Jayajitamam Prapadyante, as you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly. So we shouldn't expect rewards without proportional surrender. And our surrender really means taking care of Krishna as he should be taken care of, because he's not a deity. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he should be worshipped as such, especially by his devotees. I guess as a last point from another personal observation is that as one who's engaged in deity worship, since I had brahminical initiation directly, all to deities and my own personal deities on a daily basis, my experience is that those devotees who similarly are engaged regularly in deity worship and have been trained by Srila Prabhupada's standards, they are very much faithful and concerned about such innovations and changing of deity worship. Whereas devotees who are not regularly in touch with the form of the Lord and stay distant can more easily be persuaded, let me say it that way, in order to change things, which shouldn't really be happening. Anyway, let's not mess around with Krishna, because he's God. Hare Krishna.